The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a special edition of A Numbers Game right here from the South Point. It's Gil Alexander, VSiN.com, VSiN app. Of course, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Special Super Bowl 57 all day long here. Editions of all of our shows, including Brent Musburger in the house an hour from now. What an honor that is for us to lead into Brent.
Huh? We're leading into Brent Musburger.
By the way, what's up with Mark Bulger right over my right shoulder looking in? What's up with that?
He's probably just trying to watch the golf behind you. That's what it always is. They're not interested in us. It's like, hey, will you scoot to the right a little bit so I can see the golf?
Yeah, sorry about that, sir.
By the way, I already had to apologize to Kevin. If there's any grunts or loud noises that come across over air, it's because Sung J.M. misses 2-foot birdie putts or something like that.
What are we in there, right? Scheffler still leading that?
Nick Taylor's going to steal everybody's money.
Oh, my.
Somehow he won't go away. Him and Scheffler tied at top 16 under Rahm, three back.
Wow.
Rest of the field at 11 under.
Wow, Nick Taylor trying to steal everybody's money. All right, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Roll Tide. Roll Tide SA.
That's all he had. Roll Tide.
I need a winner, Gil, sir. Anything. Side, total, prop, anything. Thank you. Okay, well, we're trying. We're trying to give you everybody's perspective today. I need something. Rather be betting sports says you're all dressed up. Love that. Thank you, sir. Gilly Ice Butcher's my nickname is this guy's name on Twitter. Sorry about that. I don't mean to butcher your nickname. He goes on I-95 driving into Virginia to play Super Bowl bets and about to start listening to a numbers game. He's driving to make his bets. JC looking sharp, my man. Thank you, sir. The May. Listening in, can't wait for Brent Musburger coming up. Motor City Mike, happy Super Sunday, fellas. Do we have a feel on a Billy Walter side? Due to any movement or large wagers, dying to know. Well, if you listen to his interview with Brent Musburger, he indicated that he was looking to bet the Chiefs. Now, some people, you could take him at his word, or some people say that it was a fake out. It's up to you. Banshees of Atlantic City. The Eagles' week schedule is being completely overblown. It's true that the Chiefs played the Bills and the Bengals, but they lost to both of them. So not sure what that demonstrates. The Chiefs were taken to OT by the Texans. Mike Z, lineup today is incredible. Nonstop Super Bowl alpha since 10 a.m. Eastern. Digging in now for the final 3 hours, leading to kickoff with Gil and Brent. Great stuff. Perfect pregame with a little golf on in the background. And Mike Alvarez, can you ask Chrissy Andrews to bring back hockey teasers for today so I have something to pair my three-team 10-point teaser that your buddy Joe Theismann recommended earlier.
I was going to ask Chris. I was like, I want to be that guy who just yes. – I want to wear a disguise one year and get in that line and be like, yeah, can you print out all the NHL games that are today for me? I just want to look through those for a couple
minutes. I want to roll up and ask for a women's tennis. Do you have anything with Paula Badosa that I can bet on? They should, though, on the ticket – everybody at the ticket window should be instructed to say – I have a proposition for you. 700 of them.
By the way, if you go up to the window with that line, it's probably a good chance you will literally get stabbed in the back by someone.
Trying to make a Super Bowl
betting share.
Adam Burke joins us now, ladies and gentlemen. Adam was joking. He was joking in quotes off air that he was writing up a Tampa Bay Rays not synopsis, but preview for next season. He's not joking. This just in.
I was going to say, I don't think he's joking.
Yeah, but Adam is here. Skating Tripods is one of the iconic Twitter handles of all time. That is Adam's. And he joins us in studio. How you doing, man?
I'm good. As you said, I'm starting to write AL East previews for the upcoming MLB betting guide. So I'm excited about that. Obviously, the Super Bowl is great, but I'm already into MLB mode, I think. Spring training starts this upcoming week.
Yeah.
So
I predict that, of course, you will have a good thing to say about or two to say about the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I actually like the Orioles quite a bit.
Okay. All right.
So.
Kelly, what were you saying there, right there, a second ago?
Justin Thomas down to 12.
Oh, gotcha.
Absolutely nothing important.
Kelly's whispering things in my ear. I'm like, I didn't get that. Oh, it's about golf. All right, you have Super Bowl bets, though. First of all, on the side or total, do you have anything?
I don't have anything on the side or total for this game. I think both numbers are pretty good. We got questions about both these quarterbacks, right? I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he's going to get hobbled at some point in this game, I would certainly think. And then Jalen Hurts, we don't know anything about the shoulder because he hasn't had to show anything pretty much over the last month or so, with the extra prep time before the Super Bowl, the bye week to start the playoffs, all that. So I don't know what we're going to get from either one of these quarterbacks. I think the only outcome that would surprise me is Chiefs by significant margin,
really?
By 10-plus points. I'd be kind of surprised with that. But
see, that wouldn't surprise me because if they get ahead, I have trouble picturing the Eagles storming back kind of thing.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, One of the prop bets I like is I like A.J. Brown over 72.5 receiving yards. So I think there's a chance if the Eagles have to throw themselves back in the game, they can. Mm-hmm. I also think he's a guy that you'll try to soften up the defense with a little bit, kind of get the Chiefs, you know, on their heels instead of just forcing up to the line to try and stop the run. But at the same time, there is some risk involved in that play, obviously, because I don't know that Jalen Hurts can throw a deep ball. We haven't seen it since he hurt the shoulder pretty much. So I don't know. But I think A.J. Brown will get open in this game enough to pick up some yardage. Maybe not get to his receptions prop, but get over his receiving yards prop.
We said this the other day, and I think you were with us, Adam, when I said it, which is I'm assuming already trouble, right?
I
you know what they say about assuming. I'm assuming perfect health for everybody.
I've gotten to that
I could
point
be completely
too.
Wrong.
But I mean, because it's Mahomes. It's Hurts.
Yeah.
It's Chiefs wide receivers. It's Miles Sanders. It's 2 weeks of paralysis by overanalysis,
right.
And I think we should all be assuming that everybody is 95% plus.
Yes, we could be mistaken, right? We could be very well mistaken, but I think if you start to go down that rabbit hole, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Which don't get me wrong, yeah. I did a little bit on my props too, but yeah.
But what you're saying, Adam, about Jalen Hurts though, is obviously the biggest concern of them all because we haven't seen it.
Right.
So I get it. We haven't seen it.
And we've seen Mahomes with the ankle. Like, if it starts bothering him, it largely doesn't matter because he's just Patrick Mahomes and he just makes throws that nobody else in the NFL can make.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts, if there's no threat whatsoever of the deep ball, the safeties start cheating up a little bit. They can do some different things defensively. I feel like maybe if you're Nick Sirianni, you got to throw a deep ball a couple times on the first drive or the first couple drives just to show that it's a possibility that
yeah,
it could
good,
be
that's
there.
A good call.
Got to back up that secondary, yeah. Right? Yeah, you can't have safeties coming close to the line. I'm with you, but that's, you know, we were going to talk in-game strategy at some point too. If you don't see that from Hurts early on, it might be a signal to you that, okay, maybe there is something going on here.
Right. Yeah, that's then that's something that maybe impacts, you know, pass attempts, impacts passing yards, stuff like that. And you know, it's also something that could kind of impact the backs a little bit, too. You know, because if they can't show any threat of going downfield, do they have to use Miles Sanders more? Is that more of a part of their game plan? Do they have to use Kenneth Gainwell more? Does Boston Scott play at all in that scenario, except for, you know, hawking a touchdown from somebody? So I think to Kelly's point, you know, look, we've had 2 weeks to study this game and look at everything, make all these prop bets, make all these assumptions, all that. The reality is we don't really know anything about how anybody's going to look in this game until they get on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where live betting becomes a possibility. I know some books are live updating props. You can bet throughout the game,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
What a beautiful thing.
Massive rabbit hole and can be very risky, yeah. If you don't, you know, adhere to some willpower and some bankroll management. But those are things, to Kelly's point, like we've assumed all kinds of different things for 2 weeks now. When we get on that field, well, not us, but when they get on that field, we don't know.
You're not playing?
We don't know.
What?
I am not. No.
Wow, that's news.
No,
did you get the Vic Fangio call?
Did you hear the Vic Fangio news? Did you hear about this?
Oh, the 2 week job?
Yes.
To help with prep?
Well, that's amazing.
It's good work if you can get it.
It sure
gets
is.
Gets a ring if
wow.
They win.
That's the biggest revelation of the day. I like this. Your next one here is my favorite one, though. Justin Reed over 5.5 tackles.
Yeah, so again, I mean, to the point that Kelly and I have been talking about, you and I have been talking about, I don't know if Jalen Hurts is capable of throwing a deep ball, but I know that the safeties are going to protect against the run as much as possible in this game for Kansas City. So for Justin Reed, he's going to have to help out. Go heaven knows for the football. Maybe he's the guy assigned with tackling Dallas Goedert throughout the course of the game, something like that. His average for the regular season and the two playoff games so far, 5.05 tackles plus assists. So it has been adjusted a little bit, but I think based on the nature of the opponent and the fact that I kind of lean towards the Eagles and think they will be running the ball throughout the fourth quarter, I think Reed over 5.5 tackles makes some sense.
Okay, and one more here. This has to do – now, this is interesting because Kelly had Chiefs – number of Chiefs rushing attempts under 4.5 at plus 190. You have Eagles over 4.5, different Eagles to have a rushing attempt over 4.5 at plus 170. Opposite direction makes sense.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, obviously you're going to get the three backs. Scott will get a carry at some point in this game. So the three backs will have one, and then Jalen Hurts will have one.
Hurts,
so,
Sanders, Gainwell, Boston.
Yeah, Boston Scott.
Boston Scott.
So those are the four. And then They have to find another one somewhere. And Who's to say they don't do a jet sweep with Quez Watkins
or
Devontae Smith or something like that? Well. Because, look, even though it's something that they didn't really showcase a lot throughout the course of the regular season, Watkins, I believe, had 3 carries. Smith didn't have any. We've seen in previous Super Bowls, coaches have a tendency to do something that's way too cute, right? They have 2 weeks to think about this game. They draw something up, and it looks good on paper, and then in practice it doesn't really work in the game, but it's something that they try. A few years ago, when I think it was the Super Bowl against the 49ers, like Travis Kelce had a carry for 2 yards, like an inside tight end handoff.
Well, that's what I was saying.
I'm scared of getting burnt by that today.
Yeah, because Noah Gray could burn right. Kelce's, right, if they give a Noah Gray goal line.
I mean,
here's what I say about both of your bets. I love both. You both could lose, right? Yep. People have to understand this. You both could absolutely lose. Like the Eagles could end up with just 4 different players rushing. And in Kelce's case, the Chiefs could end up with 5 rushing, and you'd both be torpedoed by that. But it's the price.
Right.
It's the price that makes these good bets. The +190, the +170. If you were just getting +120 on it, I'd be like, that's not a bet.
Yeah, the other one I want to bring up with Adams one, I think A.J. Brown's a possibility here too, right? Because we've seen him struggle, or not struggle, but not have to do much in these two playoff games. They haven't gone to him a whole lot. You know, 4 catches and 3 catches, no more than 28 yards in any of their 2 playoff games. How much do you know? That might be one of the things we see from the Eagles early, right? Let's do a wide receiver screen, and it counts as a carry, right? If it's behind the line, behind where he's passed, maybe something like that to get A.J. Brown going.
Right. And also to get that Chiefs defensive line moving sideline to sideline, especially if your game plan is to try to wear them down.
Adam, sorry to interrupt the Tampa Bay Rays preview.
No, it's okay.
Apologies.
Yeah, get back to work, Slacker.
Great to see you in there, though.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the game.
Always fun to be here.
May it be a winner for you, sir.
Jacket does look sharp on you, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. We'll come back. Oh, a Gatorade speech from Kelly and more. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a special edition of A Numbers Game, Super Bowl 57 special edition, live from the South Point on the run-up to Super Bowl 57 between the Chiefs and the Eagles. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. We updated this at the top of the show. Let's update the line again because now we are seeing some movement back towards the Eagles. This has been bouncing back and forth all day long. It got to a pick'em in many places, including Circa still had it as a pick'em when we started the show about an hour and 15 minutes ago, and now they have moved off that. They have the Eagles as a tick of a favorite as well.
Yeah, they're back to a point on the Eagles side of things. It is mainly one and a halves, though, from what I'm seeing, kind of across the country. The other thing is that, look, there is this total is more 51 and a halves than 51. The one I haven't been able to figure out almost all week, though, Gil, MGM here in Nevada, not for rest of country. Nevada, though, still at 50 and a half.
Hmm.
They have not budged off of that number, which is, I don't know if they got hit heavy, by an underbet early or something like, or an overbet early, but 50 and a half, they are not budging.
You know, it's one of these lines, again, back and forth from a pick'em to, 1.5 consensus. The last time, Kelly, that we had a Super Bowl spread close at greater than 4.5 points, do you know how long it's been? A Super Bowl that closed greater than 4.5 points as a spread.
Man.
It hasn't happened since
it's been a while.
February of 2010. Literally 13 years ago was the last time we had a Super Bowl spread greater than 4.5. That's when the Colts were 5-point favorites against the New Orleans Saints, and New Orleans beat them by 14, beat them outright as a 5-point dog. Before that, we went 24 years, and a Super Bowl was only 4.5 points or less on the spread 4 of those 24 years. So Pete Rozelle's dream of parity in this league has really manifested in the Super Bowl game itself. And here's a shot just of the last 10 Super Bowl results on the screen as well. But there you see it. None of those lined lower than 4.5. And, of course, here today, anywhere between 1.5 and a pick'em. By the way, biggest spread in Super Bowl history, for those wondering. The Niners and the Chargers. You remember that, Kelly, is the very first Super Bowl you ever witnessed. Super Bowl 29 in January of 1995. The Niners covered it by 4.5 points. They won by 23. And the biggest spread besides that was an 18-point spread all the way back in Super Bowl III, and that was the biggest upset in Super Bowl history. The Jets and Joe Willie Namath guaranteeing the win, beat the Baltimore Colts 16-7. Again, as 18-point dogs. Now, there's a couple things that we want to sort of tie a bow on, things that we've talked about on a numbers game, and these are not the on-the-field kind of props. These are the more fun novelty props, if you will. I first started out, I think it was Tuesday of, not this past week, but the week before, and I said, hey, babyface, 90 seconds on America the Beautiful. That is a terrible number. You should go way over that. He will sing America the Beautiful before the national anthem is sung. That ended up at 109 seconds, Kelly. 19 seconds clear of where I recommended the over, and then it got taken off the board.
Okay.
Again, you can't sing America the Beautiful in 90 seconds. You just can't. The intel on the anthem, we're hearing an under. That's the intel. I didn't bet it. And then about Rihanna's first and last song, the intel we're hearing is that there will be a recorded version of What's My Name to kick things off. That is not what most props are interested in. They're interested in her first live sung lyrics. That looks like it's going to be, the intel is Be Better Have My Money, which is a strange song to start out with, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who she's closing with, which song she's closing with.
Is that how the props worded? So it's kind of like,
yes.
It's like when we look at those next team props, it's first snap of the season.
First, because we had a controversy with Coldplay a couple years ago.
Oh.
There was some recorded music, and then they sang. So they made sure the wording was right. Now, Gatorade was the other thing, other market that we moved, but this has moved back. Because, Kelly, what's the update? Lane Johnson had something to say.
Let's go. Let's look back at what the last 10 Gatorade results have been, okay? And this is where my impassioned speech from, a week and a half ago came into play.
Oh, I sense the passion.
Blue, 3 out of the last 4 years, because there's good blue Gatorade, okay? There's multiple flavors. You got the Glacier Freeze or whatever, Glacier Freeze, and then you got Cool Blue. You got multiple good blue flavors. I like betting blue just because of that. It makes a lot of sense.
For those wondering, that was the passion he was referring to.
That's right. Yeah. But as we see, when the Chiefs won, they hit. They did go with orange. When the Eagles last won their Super Bowl, they did go with yellow. Now, we had some news come out on this over, I believe it was on Friday when Lane Johnson said this.
I love that we have the last 10 Gatorade colors.
I know, right?
This is great.
Lane Johnson first said this, I believe, on Part of My Take. I want to give them credit over a bar stool. Said this, that the Gatorade that the Eagles have used all season long has been yellow. And we have video from the NFC Championship game when they won where they are using yellow Gatorade. Now, that number has been sharply, sharply moving here over at MGM since he said that. As you can imagine, right, Gil? I mean, we're laughing about it, but if a guy says that's what we're using all year long, then you can expect some movement on that. So here it is. You can see the opening odds, plus 350 all the way down to plus 150. The last time I checked it, it was at plus 120 on the yellow / green.
This ain't offshore, people. This is from our proud sponsor, BetMGM.
That is right.
Yeah.
You can look at the percent of handle there, too. 40% of the handle on yellow green. Now, Gil, we'll throw out there. There's a way to play this game where if you were sold, right, on that being the Gatorade color if the Eagles win, you could go with that Mahomes MVP plus money, Gatorade plus money on the Eagles side, roll into the Super Bowl with 2 plus money tickets. And I'm not saying, hey, we don't use that L word. We don't use that lock word. But, man, you're in pretty good positions, plus money on either side, if you rolled in with those.
With the exception of the fact that you probably won't be able to get down, I don't know, 10 dimes on Gatorade.
Yes.
This would fall under the category of always search for the most shrewd bets and figure out creatively how to best support your conviction. So Gatorade will be limited, but that would be one way to bet the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you could get a nice price on yellow, at least if you believe Lane Johnson. Who, again, the exact quote is, quote, it's always yellow. It's the only color I've seen, unquote. So there you go.
Yeah, this was from the NFC Championship game. So we see that happening. You've seen this probably circling around. He's talked about it.
There it is.
Just saying, plus money.
All right.
I still like blue.
He still likes blue. All right, Super Bowl results, Super Bowl MVP results. We've gone through all those. You really don't want to do the coin toss results, do you? I know you have that graphic. You don't want to do that.
We just got graphics ready for everything.
Oh,
you know.
For God's sakes, my God. In-game strategy, you alluded to this earlier.
Yes.
I think what you said is very interesting, which is All right, we haven't seen Jalen Hurts, you know, throw the ball deep downfield. I'm assuming he can't. But what if we go, you know, somewhat in a couple Eagles drives, and we still don't see it? Should that sort of inform an in-game wager? What are some other strategies you're thinking about?
Given the score time situation, right? We'll always preface any in-game bet with that. But if I haven't seen that, Gil, yeah, I'll probably be hopping in on the Chiefs side live. I have not done anything with the side yet in this game. And then total, I did bet the over, finally took a piece of that on Friday, 50.5, just figured we were going to start to see this 51, 51.5, 52s, even I do see 152. Figured we're going to see that. If this starts off slow, which you have a bet on, and yep. I would not be surprised on at all, I wanted to leave, you know, a bullet in the chamber to fire on an in-game over, because I do think I think you could easily start off slow, and then these two teams start kind of haymakers back and forth.
Yeah, it's just, it's tough to witness. It's tough to, you know, it's tough to anticipate a low-scoring game. Like, you can't see it as easily in your mind's eye. But again, all kinds of outcomes. I think the Drew Dinsick thing that I do agree with most wholeheartedly is I see a range of outcomes that is more narrow where the Eagles win. Could I see them winning? Sure. But I do see a wider range in terms of margin of victory if the Chiefs win, because I do think there's the Chiefs get ahead thing that still gnaws in my head.
Totally.
Let's review our bets real quick.
And that's where I would say I agree with you. I kind of lean Eagles side here, but if that happens, yes, I think the Eagles are in trouble. If the Chiefs get ahead.
Here are our bets real quick. Once again, in case you missed them first hour, I'm on the Chiefs money line. I grabbed them at +112 earlier in the week. I also have added some props. I do have Travis Kelce over 7.5 receptions. I have him 2+ touchdowns at +475. I do have a couple Eagles props. Kenneth Gainwell, over 19.5 rushing yards and the longest rush of his, over 8.5. Did lay significant juice on both of those. And then the Chiefs and Eagles, no score in the first 6 minutes and 30 seconds. I like the price at +109. Kelly.
Yeah, real quick roll through mine. That Chiefs-Eagles over 50.5 for the game. Eagles to score first, -120. Under 4.5 Chiefs players with a rush attempt, +190. Double dipped, went back in at +290, Gil. Rolling with that bigger number on there. Eagles player to have 2+ touchdowns, +145. Mahomes laying 47.5 passing yards to Jalen Hurts. Travis Kelce over 77.5 receiving yards. A.J. Brown, yes, to score a touchdown, +140. Gainwell over 3.5 rush attempts, +120. Gainwell to have the most rushing yards, 14-1. And Gainwell, Super Bowl MVP, 150-1. We got another big Gainwell backer coming up next. His name's Jeff Parles.
Jeff Parlay, everybody, is how he's known around here. VSiN host. All of his Super Bowl bets on the other side. It's a numbers game, special edition from the South Point, right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show host and guest, tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out. It's a limited time offer. Limited, I say. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. We get tweets. Hey, it's a special edition of a numbers game. That doesn't mean we're not reading tweets. That's what we do. This is from Joe Abraham. So glad you're on today. That Mr. Pauly were on earlier. Brent Cumming. Needless to say, network pregame shows are the worst. Kelly, do you plan on watching a second of network pregame coverage?
Oh, no.
Nor I.
No.
Ryan Hyatt, getting ready for the Super Bowl with Gil and Kelly on VSiN, waiting for fruit baskets to be awarded for those who made awesome contributions the last 2 weeks to their coverage. Who gets your biggest fruit basket last 2 weeks?
Man, last 2 weeks?
It's tough to say.
I'd have to think
about
that.
We don't even remember the last 2 days.
Yeah, seriously. That's what all Super Bowl time.
Odell sending me a picture of Mark Bulcher. Mark Bulcher when he was standing behind me. Jason H11.
We got a couple good tweets about that one.
Jason H11. Thank you guys for doing the show today. Between a numbers game and golf, I don't have to turn on any of those terrible network pregame shows. Mazel tov.
Amen.
Mark Geiger. Gil, you're looking very sharp today. I'd put a tie on you, and you could help me out in court. What do you say? Kelly, you're on TV on a national holiday.
Oh.
I think he's scolding you. Scott C. Took a nap and woke up with a numbers game on. Thought I slept through the Super Bowl. Enjoy the game and cash some tickets, guys. Thank you. You too. Colin Murphy, Gillian Kelly, you mean to tell me that Adam Burke was not bumped for Mark Bulger?
That was the best. That was my favorite one.
Oh, poor Adam. Joby, you can't have a special edition of a numbers game without some tennis talk in that spirit. Any quick thoughts on Delray Beach and the lead up to Indian Wells? Not today, sir, but we will tomorrow.
Well, Delray Beach Open, best tennis tournament of all time.
Delray, it is. David Stone, Gil, where do you like to watch the Super Bowl? Sportsbook, at home, small group of friends, great show. Good luck on your bets with you on KC. This will be my first time watching the Super Bowl from home in 7 years, since before Veasan.
Yeah, you and I have been doing, BetCast for the past 3-4 years? I don't even know what it's been, but then, yeah, stuff before that, I've always worked during the game.
As my dad said, don't call me, I'll call you. I don't think he made that up.
JT Purdy!
Jason H11 also said, who are the trusted sharps that are currently moving the Gatorade line?
Jeff Parles.
Hashtag kick this game off already. And then last one here, John Balduzzi. Three of my buddies and I pick one of the final four NFL playoff teams out of a hat. Whoever closes the Super Bowl favorite at kickoff wins the pot. This is excruciating. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's big time.
Yeah. We got a whole bunch more tweets, but we got to get to our buddy here, Jeff Parlay, everybody. Producer number 5 and 8 on this here program, A Numbers Game. Now a VEASAN host and, of course, the co-host of the Megapod, the Beating the Book Megapod. He joins us now looking sharp himself. How you doing, man?
Look, if you were wearing a jacket, I got to put mine on. That's not even a debate.
I texted Kelly earlier. I warned him. I said, going for Super Bowl blazer today, Kelly. Just warning you. Kelly, did not take the bait.
Yeah, you know what? You really want to break it down. Jeff's been in this chair before.
Yeah.
This chair, we got arm things here. If you wear a jacket
in that chair, you have no chance.
You can't. Yeah,
you have no chance.
Like, it puffs up on you. Yeah. Like, you can't sit comfortably with a jacket. Thank you, Jeffrey.
No, I back you on that.
You can't really in this chair.
Wow. 2 against 1. I have something smart to say, but I won't, because maybe I'm wrong. All right, Parlay. How you doing, man? You good?
Wait, what? I was just talking about chair design.
I was saying, no, I was gonna say, yeah, you still should award your jacket. But no, if this chair is the chair. Yes, sir.
I'm good.
Yeah.
At some point in my life, I'd like the Jets to play on this day, but it'd probably be another 57 years.
I was going to say, how old are you right now?
I'm 29. Yeah, if I get there by 80, I'll be very happy.
Well, if you get that Aaron Rodgers here next year, maybe you'll have a shot at it.
Doubtful.
See, even that, you won't allow yourself to believe it.
Well, no, I believe they can get Rodgers, but I can't believe that.
Well, that's what I mean,
it still won't work out. I mean, there's only this Mahomes guy who's going to be around for the next 15 years.
Yeah, but with that defense and those.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Guy's that good.
Can't happen. Hey, Kelly, want to do a little prop watch?
Let's do it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of props to fly through.
It is time for Prop Watch Super Bowl 57 edition.
Who will show off in primetime tonight? It's time for Prop Watch.
How about that? Big intro. All right. You want to lead on this, Kelly? You want to go through these? Well, maybe not. Okay. Kelly's having issues back there. All right. Prop watch. Passing. We start with all these numbers. And, Jeff, you can chime in and tell us if there's anything here that you like. Passing yards. Mahomes at 294.5. Jalen Hurts lined at 243.5. 2.5 touchdowns for Mahomes. 1.5 for Hurts. You see the completions there separating and 5 more. Line for Mahomes at 25.5 to Hurts is 20.5. Attempts, picks, longest completion, and the passing and rushing yards combined with Mahomes getting the edge there as well. Anything there that you like?
So of those there that I have bet, I can at least give one out here.
Please.
I bet Mahomes under a half of an interception. I think this is going to be a clean game from Kansas City. And the way that KC matches up with Philly, look, I know Philly's number one DVOA pass defense. I don't really, as much as I love Aaron Schatz and Football Outsider, I don't, like, just watching them play the whole year, I don't think they're the number one pass defense. I just think they didn't face an elite pass offense the whole year. And I know that's been a narrative the whole week, but I think this is a clean game from Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts props, at least passing props, I have no clue what to do with them. So that's why I didn't really bet any of them.
Yeah. Kelly, you have anything on the passing? No?
I laid the yardage spread with Mahomes Hurts. Laying 47.5, I believe, is what it was. So he's got to have 48 or more passing yards, Jalen Hurts.
Let's go to the rushing and receiving, see if there's anything here. Again, we showed our bets earlier, so these may not be exactly our bets, but maybe there's something on this board that might be of interest to you. Rushing and receiving.
Miles Sanders, 59.5 rushing yards, 13.5 attempts. Then we've got Jalen Hurts, 50.5 yards, 10.5 attempts. Pacheco, 46.5 yards, 10.5 attempts. McKinnon, 19.5 yards, 5.5 attempts. Gainwell, 19.5 yards, 4.5 attempts. Goes down from there.
I'm all over the couple Gainwells, which, again, are you... this is anecdotal to some degree, but a lot of people bullish on Gainwell, like myself, who have bet it. A lot of people with Dallas Goedert props as well, which we'll get to momentarily. Are you on board with either of those?
All right, so rushing props are ones I actually really went to this go-around.
Okay.
I went under on Hurts at 50.5. Markets agreed with me because a lot of the market was 48.5 this morning, which was a little bit of a surprise to me that it was bet down here in town in a few spots. I got a bad number on Pacheco. I have over 48.5 as opposed to that 46.5 that's there. And then Gainwell, I'm over on that. I really do think this is going to be a big day for those auxiliary backs for Philadelphia. So non-Miles Sanders, non-Jalen Hurts. I don't mind Boston Scott props either at that low 8.5, but I only took Gainwell because I think we'll see Gainwell. Gainwell gets 6 carries. We're getting there pretty easily.
Maybe I buried the headline here, Kelly. How many bets do you have on this game?
We got a lot.
I have 10, right?
Oh, okay.
10, 12, something like that.
I didn't count them, but Jeff does have the most of anybody that will be on this show today.
There you go.
Oh, that's not good.
That's good. That's
no. Jeff, I think you barely edged me. You edged me out by two or something.
Yeah. Let's go to the receiving ones. Do we have receiving head-to-heads as well? What do we got here?
That we do for receiving yardage. Kelce, 78.5. A.J. Brown, 72.5. Devontae Smith, 62.5. Goddard, 47.5. Juju, 35.5. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 35.5. Tony, 27.5. McKinnon, 23.5. Trailing down from there on
I went
yardage.
Over on Kelce, 7.5. I don't think – I know they know it's coming. They can't stop it. I do have a 2-plus touchdowns on him as well.
Took any time on Kelce at -120 for a touchdown. I almost took the receptions, but I did not even know you're probably going to get there. He's probably going to go. Kelce's probably going to go 10 for 99. Like it just doesn't matter. They're not going to be able to slow him down. I took Devontae Smith over his receiving yards at 62.5. It's probably the least favorite bet I ended up making on this game.
There's always one of those. You're
so
like, why
it's
did
like
why
it's
did
one
I
of those
this?
I go through this morning. Like, oh, I made that. And I probably shouldn't have. And then not listed here, Gil, not listed. I went under in the one book that offered it. I took under 5.5 receiving yards on Zach Pascal, who I do not expect to receive a target today.
Wow.
That was that.
Who offered that? Are we allowed to say?
Yeah, Westgate.
Okay.
That was one of the more interesting ones that I got from Jeff. I was like, well, there's what I haven't seen yet.
That
so
was that actually, the market has agreed with me because that is now 4.5.
There you go.
Maybe you moved it, Jeff.
You moved it, baby.
Yeah. I'd be the only person betting it.
I'm on Kelce over yardage. You went with receptions. Then I did A.J. Brown anytime touchdown, which I guess will lead us into our touchdown markets.
All right. Touchdown score markets. These are always popular. What do you got here? Travis Kelce, first touchdown plus 650 any times to the right of those. But in terms of the first touchdowns, Kelce plus 650, Hurts and Sanders at 8-1, Pacheco plus 850, everybody else double digits. Did you bet this at all?
Kelce, I took. I just couldn't help myself, -120.
At the any time.
Yeah, on an any time. Pacheco as well, plus 165. And here's more Kenny Gainwell, plus 350 for me.
All right, Jeff's got more bets. We'll get to them on the other side. 10 deep, double digits deep anyway. We'll count them up, make sure we know exactly how many. That's on the other side. Brent Musburger at the top of the hour. Super Bowl 57, special edition of the Numbers Game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy the big game like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code SB1000 and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game are bigger than ever. Find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Sign up before the big game with bonus code SB1000 and get up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. First online real money wager only. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Skill Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Folks checking in with their favorite bets. Lawrence Carter. Good to hear the dynamic duo on Super Bowl Sunday. I'm down on props, but no single side. I teased both sides. KC plus 7, Eagles plus 5. Thoughts? I don't ever do that, but hey, I hear where you're coming from. And by the way,
I don't ever do it, but I think it's going to be a tight game.
There's a lot of people who don't even know that you're able to do that. You are. They have no problem. Books have no problems with you doing that.
Yeah, I could be part of the I could be part of the Theismann three teamer. He said he wanted a three team 10 points.
Can we just run that interview back for the last time?
It was great.
J. Rod, I believe I told him I loved him.
You did tell him. Yeah.
I believe I used the words "I love you" is what I said. J. Rod, he was a little awkward about it. He was like, "Okay, great, Gil, thanks." I got Kelce. It's time to go. I got Kelce 2 touchdowns plus 650. Oh, J. Rod, a few days ago, he got that at FanDuel. He says catches at plus 100. My biggest bets are KC most sacks plus 104. He got that from Rufus. When Rufus Peabody was on, and he got KC over 2.5 sacks plus 110, and total sacks over 5.5 plus 100. So he's looking for a sack fest in Super Bowl 57. JC, Gabagool saying, Grover Cleveland producers, my man on a Super Bowl Sunday. Shout out to you, Jeff Parlay. And Corbin, love hearing my favorite show. I'll switch to on the network before the takeover from the Godfather, but can't get better than this day. Golf, Super Bowl, seeing Rihanna. Shake that thing on stage. Fire, don't stop the music for the last song. Let's hit it. Everybody pumped about little different things today. We'll all begin with America the Beautiful after Brent is on for an hour. Brent, Vinny, and Chrissy will join Brent Musburger here momentarily. Kelly Bidlin, of course, here. Jeff Parlay. It's three producers collectively, 5, 8, and 9. This is a wonder of just a embarrassment of producer riches.
Oh. Kelly, where's Danny Burke?
Where's Dan Burke?
Now, he was seen earlier today, I believe, or yesterday.
Where's Jorge Mondaca? We'll get APB for all
digital producing somewhere, I believe.
All right, Parlay, you got more of these to give us?
Yeah, I mean, here's a collection of them. And I think by the one at the top here, Gil, I think that you can tell where I think this game's going to go.
Yeah.
Because I bet Patrick Mahomes win the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
That feels a lot better than the plus 130 I got. Feels better than a plus 105, plus 110.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
Did you, before the postseason began...
I didn't take anything because I thought Cincinnati was winning the AFC.
So so there's my answer to the question. I never had a chance to ask.
Yes. I thought Cincinnati was winning the AFC.
Jeff, we should do that for every exchange. I should just act like I'm going to ask something and you could quickly
but
answer.
But I knew exactly where you were going. I did not take anything pre-Super
Bowl. I did it earlier to you on something, too, so yeah.
But I thought this was going to be Cincinnati against San Francisco.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you. I didn't make a Mahomes bet. Yeah. I was betting San Francisco guys for the Super Bowl MVP.
So, I took more Mahomes props. I mentioned the under half of interception before. I think it's going to be a clean game for him. Over 2.5, or actually, I got over 2, so that's my mistake, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
I have over 2, so I have the push potential on the passing touchdowns. Kelce, anytime touchdown, minus 120.
Let's go.
I took the first Chief touchdown for Kelce. I missed the best of the number, but 3-1 I still thought was fine.
I like that.
And then Pacheco. I do have Pacheco anytime touchdown as well. I also have Pacheco in this matchup, plus 10.5 rushing yards against Miles Sanders. This has actually gotten better for me over the week, so I took a piece last night. Hurts under 50.5 rushing yards. That Pascal prop under 5.5 receiving yards. And then we get to the Nick Sirianni will probably be willing to go for a 2-point conversion at some point, even if it doesn't make sense to, or more importantly, this handicap.
Yeah.
My final is Kansas City 27, Philadelphia 19.
Oh, I see what you did there.
So we know Nick Sirianni, forward thinking guy, knows the math, down 8, go for 2. So I took a little bit of the successful 2-point conversion, and then will there be one at all? Just an attempt.
I did end up betting that as well. That was not on my sheet, but I didn't bet the yes to be a conversion, but a yes to go for 2, I bet.
Yeah, when JVT was here, we talked a little bit. He has 2 bets. One is on both the Chiefs and Eagles at different plus money,
right?
A little higher on the Chiefs to attempt a fourth down conversion in their own territory.
So Westgate had those balls.
Yes.
And they were both on my initial list. And I didn't bother putting them in because the one thing that needs to happen with Kansas City needs to be chasing the game in order for Reed to go for it on a fourth and one at his own end in the Super Bowl. I like the Philadelphia one a lot more of that because we could get the push play, as we know.
The Tuchus push.
Yes.
This time you did not anticipate my question, which was getting back to what I alluded to with JVT, which is the notion that Andy Reid, we've seen enough of Andy Reid over the years. We can expect him to be true to character.
Right.
Nick Sirianni has never been on this stage before. We know him to be like, listen, the Eagles, when they were in and they used replay rules of the future to win the Super Bowl some years ago with Doug Peterson, they stayed true to character even in the biggest stage, or even on the biggest stage. They went for it on fourth downs. They tried trick plays. Nick Sirianni, like, fourth down in his own territory. If this were a regular season game and the score was tied, Nick Sirianni might go for it. Not quite Brandon Staley deep in your own territory, but you get the idea.
35, he might do
it. Yeah, he might do it. Will he do it in a game like this? Also, so that's one question. The other question would be, remember how like in that game against the Niners, they were up 1-0 or whatever it was at the time. It wasn't quite that score. And they're like, hey, it was. I think it was 27-0 at the time, or 20. It was a 27-point margin. 27-7. Thank you. They were up 20 points, and they did the whole, let's see if we can draw them offside so that we can get a 1-yard, 2-point conversion attempt. Will they stay true to that character if they took a lead in this game, or will they just do stuff like that in general? That's a question we'll have answered here within a few hours.
It's a good question. I think he will stay true to form, personally. That's why I made the bets. One other thing that I know you've picked this up this week. The most fascinating storyline of the whole week is that every single time a San Francisco 49er has found a microphone this week, that they have found an opportunity to detract from what Philadelphia did against them.
Well, you understand how they feel.
Oh, no, look. Yeah. They think if Brock Purdy stays healthy, they win that game, which they very well may. We'll never know. We'll never know. But that's another reason where it's like, all right, the team that lost by 31 points in the NFC title game has publicly, openly pushed the kind of the narrative that we've been hearing all week of, hey, the Eagles didn't really play anyone. Maybe they're not that good, all that stuff. And when it's all said and done, Gil, the best player on the field in that game was probably, would have been McCaffrey in a normal circumstance, but because they could only run, it was Hassan Reddick. In this game, Patrick Mahomes is going to be the best player on the field.
No question. And I mean, look, of all the narratives we've heard for 2 weeks, and this has been 2 weeks for everybody.
Every narrative possible.
Where it's like, let's play this. Yes, it's every narrative possible, but that's been one of the big ones, right? Like, Mahomes is the best player on the field, so that's enough to trigger a bet. I think in that process, we have minimized other units on the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I think we're too quick to say the Eagles are better everywhere else also. That's another narrative I've heard. And I don't believe that to be true. Like, the Eagles' offensive line is good, but you know what? The Chiefs' offensive line is also awesome. So, I don't know. I think we get a little lazy over a two-week period, and we start to make generalizations, then we start to accept them as fact. I don't know. I reject that one as well.
Well, again, the Chiefs' offensive line is excellent. And the biggest question today is Orlando Brown the elite left tackle that some think he is? And if he is, Kansas City will be able to block, and the Chiefs will win this game.
Yeah.
If he's not, that's where the Eagles can win this game.
We're about to find out.
We'll find out.
Let me ask the one last question. If, and this is sort of the hypothetical because we asked this a couple weeks ago, if Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, what is the spread
six,
of today's game?
At least six and a half.
Eagles by six and a half or seven, I would even say, especially given the uncertainty of Jalen Hurts.
And it's not a shot at Hurts.
No.
That's just how good Mahomes is.
It's how good he is.
It's also how the teams are designed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting thought exercise, anyway.
I like Hurts, but the weapons the Eagles have, I'm not sure. If they don't have all those weapons, they're not in this game.
Yeah, A.J. Brown is better than any wide receiver that Casey has. But, hey, Kelsey's amazing. Kelsey might be the best tight end of all time when it's all said and done.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You got it, Gil.
Jeff Parlay, everybody. Kelly, thank you, sir. We'll talk.
Of course.
We'll see you in the morning for a regular numbers game. Brent Musburger next. He needs no further introduction. as a special Super Bowl Sunday slew of shows from VSiN continues. Enjoy from VSiN, the sports betting network. Good luck with all your bets.